Aperture announces $10 million insider fundraising round. Aperture has announced the closing of a $10 million fundraising round led by funds and accounts advised by T. Alipay partners with Yapılı. Cross-border digital payment provider Alipay Plus has announced its partnership with Yapılı in order to develop open banking payment solutions for customers in Europe. Opti adds real-time payments in Australia in partnership with Manuva. Singapore-based payments platform Opti has tapped Manuva, SAPI to gain access to Australia's payment rail, including Pay2, PayID, BPay, and online card payments. NAB launches a plastic-free, virtual corporate credit card. National Australia Bank, NAB, has introduced a digital wallet-enabled virtual corporate card in Australia in a bid to advance the country's banking sector. Zil Money augments payroll management with credit card payment option. US-based fintech Zil Money has launched its universal payroll application, enabling business owners to fund employee salaries using their credit card. Ryan launches Ryan TaxPay for global businesses. US-based tax services and software provider Ryan has rolled out Ryan TaxPay, a platform that automates global tax payments for businesses. The National Bank of Cambodia partners with Ant International. The National Bank of Cambodia has signed a MOU with Ant International to offer inbound and outbound cross-border mobile payments in the region. MangoPay introduces end-to-end FX solution. Payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has announced the launch of its end-to-end FX solution developed to support international expansion of platforms and marketplaces. PayRange wallet supports funding through PayPal and Venmo. US-based mobile payment system PayRange has integrated PayPal and Venmo as funding sources in its digital wallet, US only. Business buyers more loyal to businesses that offer their preferred payment methods. A new study, conducted by TreviPay, of 300 global business buyers shows how merchants can improve the B2B payments experience to build buyer loyalty. PCI Pal partners with Zoom. UK-based PCI Pal has announced its partnership with Zoom Video Communications in order to deliver an improved payment experience to clients and customers. MasterCard partners with NEC. MasterCard has entered a partnership with Tokyo-based NEC Corporation to expand in-store biometric payments in Asia-Pacific. Tamara secures $250 million in debt financing. Saudi Arabia-based Tamara has secured $250 million in debt financing from Goldman Sachs and Shoruk Partners to improve its BNPL product and release new tools. FeedsEye partners with CoreCard. US-based FeedsEye has partnered with CoreCard to safeguard the processing market against fraud by leveraging AI-powered defense systems. Fanality raises $95 million in a Goldman-led funding round. UK-based blockchain-based wholesale payments firm Fanality has raised $95 million in a funding round led by Goldman Sachs. Banking Circle partners with Ant Group. Luxembourg-based financial services company Banking Circle has partnered with Ant Group to work on a new liquidity management project. Build My Credit Score secures 200k grant from Innovate UK. Build My Credit Score, a UK startup that enables individuals to effortlessly boost their credit score through everyday spending on a debit card, has secured a 200,000 grant from Innovate UK. MasterCard and NEC team on in-store biometric payments. MasterCard is working with NEC Corporation to push the use of facial recognition technology for in-store payments in Asia Pacific. Redpin on M&A warpath following $140 million investment from Blackstone. Redpin Holdings Limited, owner of leading global digital international payment services to private clients and SMEs Currencies Direct and TorFX, launches as it implements a new strategy to become the market leader in embedded software and payments for residential property. Alipay and Yapılı cooperate on open banking payments. Alipay Plus, the cross-border digital payment and marketing solutions provider, has announced a landmark partnership with leading European open banking platform, Yapılı, to explore the application of open banking on various mobile payment platforms and enhance connectivity between consumers and merchants globally. Opti taps Manuva to onboard faster payments rails in Australia. The world's first universal payments platform Opti has partnered with Australia's largest pay-to-provider Manuva to gain access to Australia's payment rails, including Pay2, PayID, BPay, and online card payments, all via Manuva's API. MangoPay releases end-to-end FX package for platforms and marketplaces. MangoPay, a modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for marketplaces and platforms, today announces the expansion of its cross-border capabilities with the launch of its end-to-end FX solution, designed to support the international growth of platforms and marketplaces. The National Bank of Cambodia signs MOU with Ant Group for cross-border payments push. The National Bank of Cambodia has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Ant International to promote inbound and outbound cross-border mobile payments. Commerzbank granted crypto custody license. Commerzbank has become the first full-service commercial bank in Germany to be awarded a crypto custody license. Moss kickstarts new round of asset tokenization pilots. The Monetary Authority of Singapore is to commence a new series of asset tokenization pilots in collaboration with 17 international banks. FCA taps One Market data for market surveillance. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has picked One Market data for the provision of a new cloud-based market surveillance and visualization system. TNS acquires West Highland Support Services. Transaction Network Services, TNS, today announced the acquisition of West Highland Support Services, a financial market data solutions provider based in Danbury, Connecticut. Redwheel selects Rhymes Investment Management Platform Matrix. Rhymes is pleased to announce an extended relationship with Redwheel, a specialist, independent, active investment manager with $17.6 billion in assets under management, AUM, as at 30 September 2023. Central banks and fintechs compete to shape cross-border payments mobility. As cross-border payments become a crucial part of global business operations, compliance measures are in focus for companies and governments alike. Bank Social launches open banking platform with the Hashgraph Association investment. Financial has announced investment and partnership with the Hashgraph Association to support the Bank Social suite of open banking products for credit unions. One Savings Bank partners with nCino. UK-based One Savings Bank has partnered with nCino to simplify traditional banking processes for the region's mortgage market. Choco Up partners with Bueno and Allianz Trade. Singapore-based revenue-based financing and growth platform Choco Up has partnered with Bueno and Allianz Trade. Citi develops a blockchain-based FX solution for Project Guardian. Citi has developed a new application that uses blockchain to price and execute bilateral spot foreign exchange, FX, trades. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.